So how does discussing your pay rate, or how might discussing your pay rate with co-workers actually affect the wage gap?
What we know is that information is key. Employees can't work out whether they're paid fairly and equitably without having access to information about what others get paid. Let me give you some examples. There was a very famous case of a woman called Lily Ledbetter, who worked for a tyre company for about 20 years. And on the day of her retirement function, somebody slipped a piece of paper under her door telling her that she'd been paid less than the comparable men doing that job. So she had no idea that she was being underpaid. Another example is of a woman who worked as a Wall Street trader. Her employer was always telling her that she was the best paid of all of the traders in the organisation. She was eventually approached by a headhunter who told her that she was the lowest paid within that organisation. So like there's two little case study examples. And then we've got some research that shows that when people can't talk about their pay, women get paid less. So there was a study done in the US, and in the US there are 11 states that have laws preventing pay secrecy, so people are allowed to talk about their pay without any kind of consequence.
Mm.
And what happened was that they were able to control for everything that affects pay, so your age, your gender, the industry you work in, your educational qualifications, the whole kind of box and die. And what they were able to find was that when women could talk about their pay, or anyone could talk about their pay, women's pay was higher, somewhere between 4 and 12%, depending on how you cut the data. So it's pretty clear that when you have the capacity to compare your pay with others, there's less of a gap between men and women.
There's actually a lot of misinformation about the wage gap. Some people overstate gendered pay disparity, and some sort of dismiss it as, you know, a bit of an urban myth. For those of us who might not be up to speed, what does the situation look like with the current wage gap in Australia?
I think to go to your first point about whether it does or doesn't exist, I understand why some people are sceptical, because in the early days when they were collecting this data, it wasn't done particularly with a fine-grained approach. So what they used to do was they add up all of the wages of men, add up all the wages of women, and then work out that women earned less than men. And clearly men and women don't do the same jobs, and women are also more likely to work part-time. And so the gender pay gap, in a sense, was not kind of accurately measured. What we have these days is much more fine-grained data. So there's an agency called the Women's Gender Employment Agency, WGEA, and what they do is a much more comprehensive study. And on top of that, what they do is collect information not just only on base pay, but also on total pay. So what we now have access to much better quality data than we did in the past. Currently, the gender pay gap on base pay is 21.3%. And for, can I just state that again? The women's base pay is on average 16.2% less than men. But when you include all of the additional payments, superannuation, performance pay, that kind of stuff, women earn on average 21.3% less than men. And so if you want to look at that in dollar figures, that's about $25,717 a year. There was a lot of high-fiving towards the end of last year, because when that data series came out, it represented a drop in the gender pay gap. It was 24.7%, and so it's now down to 21.3%. Personally, I think it's a little bit too early to be high-fiving, because it's only one number when the gender pay gap has been pretty resistant to any kind of change over time. So I think we need a whole lot more numbers before we can say very much has changed.
Well, they are very significant numbers. Now, we can obviously break that down in terms of the numbers, but as you mentioned before, in situations where people are open to discuss their pay rates and the like in the workplace, that does make an impact on the gender pay gap. it can be a little bit awkward, even if you're not prohibited from speaking about, you know, money matters with your co-workers. It can be a little bit socially awkward at times. We don't like to talk about money a great deal. I think it is, well, a bit of an Australian cultural trait. We don't like to sort of discuss money that openly. How can people actually broach that subject with co-workers?
I would sort of suggest that not everybody is reluctant to talk about pay. Because what you've got to remember is that pay was very open in Australia until the early 1990s. So there's a whole bunch of people within the labour market for whom pay transparency is all have, you know, is constituted a large proportion of their working life. There's also a little bit of research that suggests that younger people are quite happy to share pay information. You know, they'll talk to their friends about what the hourly rate is at one place versus another. And the other thing I think that's really kind of interesting about Australians and what we've found in some research that we're doing is that it's not that people object to having others know their pay. It is a little bit of sensitivity around, I don't want to say the number. So if the information is public, they don't mind. They just don't want to say to a co-worker, I earn this amount of money. So I think kind of from an organisational practice perspective, one of the things that we see some organisations doing is having very public pay ranges. So if you're an accountant, this is the minimum rate we pay, this is the maximum amount of money that we pay, so that's the pay range. And then also having very clear criteria about how people move through that. So what it means is that there is a level of transparency about what people doing particular jobs get paid, but there is a level of privacy for employees who don't actually want to talk about their pay with others. I think it's about trading off the kind of the need for privacy versus making sure that everybody is being treated fairly and equitably.
Well, Michelle, do appreciate your insight into this one. Obviously, an important one, one that still, despite the high-fiving, despite the celebrations, does need a great deal of work. Do appreciate your time.
No worries. Thank you.